Peggy Turk Boyer and Richard Boyer have spent the last several decades directing research and conservation efforts at the Intercultural Center for the Study of Deserts and Oceans, known as SEDO, in Puerto Peñasco, Sonora, also known as Rocky Point. They came north to Tucson recently to talk of the center's achievements in its 30-year history and about plans to celebrate the anniversary. Richard Boyer mentions the vaquita, or the little calf, the smallest of the porpoises that lives exclusively in the northern Gulf of California.
This is the most endangered cetacean or marine mammal in the world, and it occurs only in the northern Gulf of California, and that's where SEDO happens to be located, our main facility.
Peggy Turk Boyer says the vaquita is dying because of fishermen who accidentally catch the animal in their nets.
We can't really afford to have that kind of waste in our human use of resources anymore. And so the vaquita symbolizes and has been sort of a banner to help us collect our efforts to try to figure out how we can create fisheries that don't have that kind of collateral damage that affects all of us in the long term.
This is a beautiful animal. It's an interesting animal. It's the smallest of all the whales, dolphins, and porpoises. So I just look at it in a very simple sense of I would like my kids and grandkids to grow up in a world where this animal existed. And if it goes extinct under our watch, that's nothing that we can be proud of.
The vaquita, like the canary in the mine, reflects the health of the ecosystem in general, and its study has helped researchers find out more about many other sea animals. It also has forged connections across ages and borders.
As a fishing village, the fishing industry there faces the same problems it faces worldwide, a lot of pressure on a limited resource. And SEDO has been involved in studying that resource and recently working with the fishermen themselves to help find ways to sustainably harvest the richness of that sea, sustainably meaning to be able to continue to do it and for their kids and their grandkids to do it, and we can all benefit by getting fresh flounder or shrimp or what have you.
We've got fishermen, for example, monitoring their own resources so they can see firsthand what the results of any management that they agree on participating in, what the results are. That's a lot of our effort right now is to involve direct users of the resources participating in understanding what the impacts of their activities are and in participating in finding ways to manage the resources better.
The Boyers also point to successes in bringing many people together. At SEDO, students get to mingle with researchers from both sides of the border.
We had one preschool group that happened to be at SEDO the same day that a live vaquita calf, one of these endangered porpoises, was brought to SEDO's door. And so they got to experience that firsthand. So those kind of experiences are life-changing.
Having the opportunity for those kids to interact with scientists, whether from Mexico or U.S., is a great experience for them and we think really helps foster interest in science. And that's been a particularly satisfying part of my experience at SEDO.
This week, the Boyers will travel to the University of Michigan at Pellston to collect the 2010 Annual Human Diversity Award, recognizing their work in bringing people together.
These activities are to celebrate SEDO's 30th anniversary, but they're also to invite and encourage people to come down and discover the nearest beach to southern Arizona, the northern Gulf of California, which is one of the most beautiful, pristine, and biologically rich seas in the world, and it's only a four-hour drive from Tucson. So we encourage everyone to come down. The Gulf is there waiting for you at any time.
Peggy Turk Boyer and Richard Boyer have spent the last several decades directing research and conservation efforts at the Intercultural Center for the Study of Deserts and Oceans, known as SEDO, in Puerto Peñasco, Sonora. For Arizona Public Media, I'm Kimberly Kraft.